Yeah, so I think this is going to be what we got to do on this show.
Yeah.
Going to fill it with love.
Fill it with love.
Love is in
you. We're recording.
Now?
Right now.
Fuck, Chris. Oh, sorry.
Oh, wait, quit. No swearing. Well, you know, unless it's the good kind.
Yeah. All right. We're recording.
All right. We are recording.
Chris, we have to come up with a way where you tell me we are. Hey, you know what we need in here? We need one of those
big light flashing
on air.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I could have sworn that when I just say we're going to record now, that might be enough.
That would have been a good cue.
Well, you'd think. Right, but, you know, yeah, whatever.
That's if you're dealing with professionals.
That's true.
Obviously, you're not.
Obviously, we are not.
Hey, welcome to Comic Culture, the radio show, the champions. Love.
Can we call ourselves a radio show anymore?
No, the podcast. You corrected me a couple of weeks ago.
Well, you know, it's what I do.
Yes.
Yeah.
The podcast.
Yes.
The champions love.
We do. And comics.
And comics.
Yeah.
So
love Chris, comics.
Chris and I are like those real bad boyfriends that forget Valentine's Day.
We do. I didn't even ask you. Did you do anything for Valentine's Day?
Huh?
Did you do anything?
Of course I did.
Oh, did you? What'd you do?
I did Valentine stuff.
Oh, nice. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You me? Went all out.
All out. did you do in... You know what? Tell me later. Tell me
I'll
later.
Tell you later. Yeah. I'll tell you later. I don't want to share it with the world.
No,
Chris,
no,
come
no,
on.
I know.
We have the virtue and integrity of the missuses.
The missuses. Check. That's right.
Is integrity
that's right.
the right word? No.
The
virtue.
Dignity?
And the, yeah,
dignity.
I mean, they're married to us. But they're dignity.
That went out the window
they
a long,
went out
time,
long
ago.
Time ago. I don't know the word I'm looking for. Virtue.
Their virtue.
Virtue,
yeah.
That's right.
Defending their virtue.
Defending their virtue.
Sure.
Like good chivalrous men that we are.
Chivalrous.
Where were we?
We forgot Valentine's
right,
Day.
Right, we did. We forgot Valentine's Day.
Now, normally every year we do a Valentine's Day show,
yeah.
But we usually do it before Valentine's Day.
Right.
Valentine's Day was on a Sunday this year, so it kind of slipped through our fingers
yeah,
a little
it
bit.
Did. It
slipped
did.
Through the crack.
It slipped through the crack.
As it were.
Yes, as it were. And but we said, hey, you know what? You know, the show must go on.
Absolutely.
Love also must go on.
Absolutely.
So we thought, no, it would be wrong to, just because we're late a couple of days.
Yeah, you know what? There's no, you know, when it comes to romance and love, there's
right.
no problem with being late.
There's no problem with being
no,
late.
No, absolutely.
Whatsoever.
That's right.
So, and love and romance is all about forgiveness. So
absolutely.
You'll forgive us for being late. But what we do every year is we do a thing called the Poem Off.
Poem Off.
The Poem Off is we write poems.
We write poems. We do write poems.
We do write poems.
Do you have any poems written?
I do.
Okay, you know what?
Do you have poems written?
I do have a poem written. And you know what? This year I also decided to... So I have one poem written. And this year I decided to see if my wife wanted to contribute. So she actually got a little bit of a poem... Well, I shouldn't say a bit. She has a poem ready for me as well.
Good Lord.
You know, but I haven't actually looked at it yet.
Uh-oh, that might not be a good
I time. Haven't looked at it yet, so I want to, because you know what? I want to read it for the first time on the air and see what it is, see
this
how
is,
it goes.
Chris, this is a family show.
Well, we'll see. We'll see, right?
You okay, know. Fair enough.
Did you want me to read it right now to get things
no,
started? No,
no,
okay.
I think what we'll do, first of all, because we are celebrating
love
and romance.
Love exciting and new.
Romance comics.
Are they still a thing?
No.
Okay. Will they ever be a thing again?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Do you think that romance comics is like something that came out in like the 60s and 70s, and because it was of its time, and the people reading comics were probably a younger age back then, that romance comics now, you know... I read an article a while ago saying that, I think it was, I can't remember who it was, but it was like Roy Thomas or one of these bigwigs at one of the big two companies. He basically said, you know, when growing up they read, you know, all the fun comics. And then when they were of age, when they wanted to start making comics, they wanted to make comics that they thought they would want to read.
Right.
So things started getting more serious.
Right.
And it seems we never went back to the fun era of comics.
Fair, fair. But... romance comics date back into the 40s.
The 40s?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they were hot and heavy in the 50s and the 60s. I think they waned by the late 70s. I don't think they're... I think DC and Charlton were pushing the comics into the very late 70s. There may have even been, you know, the continuity, you know, into the early 80s. I'm not sure. It would be late 70s for sure.
Okay.
So, and the thing is, I remember always the knock on the romance comics is, especially the ones in the 60s, let's say, there were teen love stories written by middle-aged Jewish men.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, the female take on love written by, you know, a middle-aged Jewish man.
Right.
So that was like, you know, not to be taken seriously,
I guess,
as a thing. But it was a simpler time.
And they sold a lot.
Yeah. And so it was kind of, you know, those really corny moral type stories. And that seemed to...
Like whether or not the mother should get involved with her daughter's boyfriend.
Those weren't so corny. Those were excellent, those ones. I wish I had the covers in front of me so I could tell you the titles, but there are three DC comics from the... I think they're from the early 70s, all three of them.
Yeah.
One might have been a 1969-70, but... And all three themes are the mom and the daughter having an argument or fighting over who gets the guy.
Who gets the boyfriend,
who gets the boyfriend.
Yeah. You know?
So a little risque for the time maybe, but I've only found three.
Yeah, there could be more.
Those are so cool.
Yeah.
But I'm finding, though, you know, when you look at genres for collecting today... you know, there's nothing that beats superheroes.
Right.
Obviously. You know, things like, you know, even sci-fi, like Star Wars, is kind of superhero-y.
Yeah.
In a way, the presentation of it anyway. The horror books are probably a close second. Crime books have always been collectible.
Like for the older stuff?
Older stuff, from that 40s to 70s
collecting era. For sure.
I'd say that the two genres that suffer the most today have to be Westerns and funny animals.
And funny animals, right? For sure. Yeah.
But, you know, so you have crime and horror, and a lot of those are based on cover.
Right.
Right?
Right.
The popularity of them. And then you have, like, Westerns and funny animal. But I think wedged in between there is romance.
I agree with that.
Right.
Now, and remember, there was an article, I think you wrote an article about Westerns on comicbookdaily.com.
Yeah.
And it seems to me from the people that were writing in is that even with Westerns, though, even though they're not a big seller for us, I think if you go down to certain sections of the United States...
Like Texarkana, Texas.
Yeah, it's a much bigger seller, right?
Right.
There's just not much of a call for it up here in close to the Yukon.
I'll forgive a guy if he looks outside his front window and he sees the tumbleweeds tumbling down the road. I'll forgive him for buying some Westerns.
I could barely look out my window this morning. There was so much snow.
Oh my goodness! Huh?
So, anyways,
yeah, we got hit hard.
Yeah.
Romance is it's a vibrant collecting strain.
Yes,
I wouldn't put it up there with horror.
No,
but I wouldn't put it down there with funny animal or Western.
No,
it is established. It has a good, strong fan base. It's also really cover driven too. Right?
Oh yeah,
yeah. So,
but I think everything is these days, other than key appearances.
Yeah,
it's all about the cover.
Yeah,
right? The visual appearance of it.
Right, and with covers, you know, would you include Archie in romance? I wouldn't. It's more humor.
No,
right?
No, but that's it's not funny animal humor.
It's like, not funny animal humor, but it really isn't romance, is it?
No, but it's like Archie's one of the few exceptions that I say is still quite popular to be collected.
Right.
But aside from Archie, name me another humor comic that is highly desirable.
Right, like Wilbur and stuff.
Wilbur,
like Georgie.
Sad Sack.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
right.
Maybe Richie Rich. Maybe.
Yeah.
That's a big maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Wilbur, Sad Sack, I don't know, what all those, you know, then you get all the wannabes.
Susie and Georgie and
Now, where do you put something like Millie the Model?
Yeah, see, isn't that humor?
Is it humor?
Like Archie? Is it?
I guess, or is it kind of...
It crosses over a little bit, doesn't it?
A little bit,
They kind of have their own subgenre in terms of Millie and
Have you ever owned a Millie the Model comic yourself? Like not your stores.
Right, yeah.
But you
yeah.
yourself.
I think I have. I think a couple of covers that I like.
Okay.
Because right? I'm driven by... I collect romance comics, but I collect the covers, right?
Right, right.
I collect covers of... you know, and romance comics, it's funny. They can cross over into good girl art.
Yeah.
Because good girl art is a strain of collecting that isn't romance.
Right.
It is... could be crime.
Yep.
It could even be horror.
Oh, yeah, it could be superhero.
But it's driven by, you know, well-made drawings of scantily clad women
yeah.
in compromising positions. And they're in danger.
Well, I mean,
rescuing.
they're all sort of like in the vein of like a Gil Elvgren painting where it's like,
right.
oops, you know, how did this arrow get stuck on my skirt?
Right.
Like, so it's
but it's also like, uh-oh, I'm in chains and this monster's
sure.
coming to get
sure.
me and my... blouse is ripped.
Right. Well,
right.
That's yeah. a whole other one with bondage and all
right.
that
exactly.
stuff. Right,
exactly. So it's there's I don't think it's cut and clean the genres, but like pure romance is usually you can define. I think if somebody came up to me and says, "Well, you know what? How do I know I'm looking at a romance comic?"
Right.
Right. And my thing would be 9 out of 10 times if there's a girl and she's crying on the cover. it's probably a romance
right.
genre, right?
Right.
Yeah, so it's a great genre. And what I like about the romance genre is that it's fun to collect.
Absolutely.
It's difficult to collect.
It's difficult in high grade.
In high grade. And it's reasonably priced to collect.
Yes, yes.
Right? Like,
yes.
you're, you know, let's say, I don't know, Young Love or something.
Yeah.
You know? I mean... That's a great DC title.
Mm-hmm.
You can collect genres and eras because maybe that late 50s kind of art style and the early 60s Jacqueline Kennedy look. But once they get into the psychedelia of the
70s, 60s,
late 60s and get into the kind of more swankiness of the 70s,
yeah.
maybe that's the era. That
yeah.
But like you said, try to find them in nice shape.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. I don't think I've ever seen... you know, you've shown me a lot of romance comics,
mm-hmm.
especially a lot from your collections.
Mm-hmm.
But aside from the ones that are in your collection, normally anything that I see is, it's like, you know, in good shape, maybe a little bit better, but it's
yeah.
not like...
Yeah, they're tough.
They're tough to find in
they
sharp
tough.
Corners, because they were all well-read many,
right.
many times.
Right. Yeah, I remember I did a couple of posts last year on the top covers ever of Marvel or the top crime covers or the top horror covers. I should have do like a top romance.
You
cover.
Should.
And
you
not
should.
Good girl art cover.
Just romance.
And I did good girl art, and I think I picked Phantom Lady
Phantom
17
Lady, yeah.
and
yeah.
then Spirit 22 was up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, which I still disagree with.
The Will Eisner.
Yeah.
Well, which one's yours?
Oh, not Spirit. No. I disagree with your... hold on. What's the one... No, maybe there's a crime one you did. There's the one where she's handcuffed to the.
That was the bondage
to the radiator.
Yeah, Brenda Starr.
Brenda Starr.
Yeah.
I still don't think that should have been up there. I don't think that's a good girl. I still disagree with you on that.
And show so much you know about
modern agriculture.
Modern agriculture. Listen, so we encourage everybody just to explore romance comics. Go online, look at, you know, best covers from romance comics.
But you know what's interesting, and because I don't want to end this yet.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting about romance in comics
uh-huh.
is that, you know, everybody seems to know, like, I wouldn't say romance isn't dead in comics.
Right.
It's not dead.
Yes.
The fact that they just had the release of the new Batman Catwoman comic
mm-hmm.
is, you know, and when Batman and Catwoman were getting married, that was a huge ordeal, a huge issue.
No,
you know,
I agree.
Like so, romance isn't dead. But it just seems the actual romance comic, it's dead.
Right.
Like,
yeah. Like romance, weaving romance into, if anything. You know, people like to see their characters romantically involved.
Sure.
Right? And so, but like you say, the genre of romance comics where it's just romance
where
comics
it's just,
driven.
It's just, you know, Jane and Fred getting together.
But could they, for example, they probably have. I haven't read any of it. But could they do a series where it's just about the romance of Mary Jane and Peter?
Maybe.
Or
maybe.
Of...
would you want to read that?
Somebody would.
You think?
You?
I don't know.
You know the characters.
Yeah,
well,
true.
How about just their love life? How about Clark and Lois? Or how about...
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, Batman and Robin, you know.
I would be interested to see how somebody could... Stop that.
Okay, you know what I mean.
I would be interested to see what somebody would say,
uh-huh.
how they would, what their take on that particular type of comic would be. Because you have to rely on the fact that there's almost no action, right?
Okay, but there was no action in the old romance.
That's
comic.
What I'm saying. So how are you going to have a Batman comic?
Because you're vested in the character.
But it's like Batman without Batman.
You say.
I'm just saying. I don't know how. So okay. Let's just explore this for a second.
All right.
So,
let's go.
So you're gonna say that you're gonna have Batman and Catwoman comic, and so Alfred's sitting there in Wayne Manor,
uh-huh.
and Catwoman comes home,
yeah.
and has a shower, and he says, "Oh, I'm sorry, but Master Bruce is going to be late again."
Uh-huh.
And then she gets mad because they had dinner plans.
That's right.
And then so then Batman comes home. He's all beaten up, but then uh-huh. He's still going to get scolded by Catwoman?
Absolutely.
For being late?
Absolutely. Can you imagine if they did an episode on him forgetting Valentine's Day?
I don't know. So then they go out for dinner.
Uh-huh.
But they're never in costume.
Right.
No.
Nope.
No. And then it's just the whole...
Well, no, he may be in costume as he's coming home from a night's work.
Now, you have to remember that I'm completely taking this on a stereotypical, nuclear family type thing where...
What other way is there to look at?
I'm just saying, Batman could have been home and waiting for Catwoman to come late, right? So I'm just saying, just using that as an example.
Fair enough.
So, but I just want to know how the actual issue would play out. I want to know what are they going to talk about their feelings for 24 pages?
Chris, it's going to be a slice of life, right? It's romance comics. There'll be some sort of moral. There'll be some sort, and if they're done right, if they're written by old Jewish guys, there'll be some sort of moral that the girl learns at the end. To always trust
right.
her, to always
right.
trust her man.
Right,
that he is always right.
Yeah,
That's the way it was in the old days.
Yeah, that's right.
And she should be ashamed of herself for ever doubting.
Right.
Right. So I think if you have that run around and go around,
so
but obviously they're not going to be written that corny. But my point is we're all, like I said, we're all invested in these characters. A mini series. It could be a mini series about just the trials and tribulations of their relationship.
Absolutely, yes, for sure.
It would be something cool to try.
Yeah, I agree.
As a creative team, if you're an artist and a writer and you want to kind of make a splash,
with something new.
Yeah, something
yeah.
new. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
The only comic that I think has kind of come close to that in the last 10 years that I know of,
uh-huh.
and I haven't read an Ivory comic. But the Mr. Miracle comic that came out a few years ago by Tom King sort of had this relationship comic with Big Barda.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it wasn't really a romance comic as
right.
such. But it was just sort of like, what would happen, when they have kids and that kind of thing, right? So it was kind of relationship-y.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think we've... hit on something that needs to be explored.
I agree. I totally agree. So, should we start with our Valentine's Day poems?
Oh yeah. So like I said, every year we read some Valentine's poems, the unifying theme of the poems Chris and I are going to read today. The beautiful part about it is that they're all going to be really, really bad. So it's
why do you tell people that ahead of time?
It's a level playing field.
Well, that's true. Okay. That is true.
So would you like me to start? I'll read the first
sure,
one.
Sure, you read the first one.
I'll read the first one.
This
is a poem, and I'll tell you the title of it after I read it.
Okay, I like it.
if I hiccup or I get nervous, it's because love.
It's all about love, yeah. Yeah. I get it. You're scared.
If anything can give you butterflies,
it's love.
Chris, you and I could ramble on here for hours and not care if 800 million people listen to us.
Right.
But once we start talking about love,
you know,
then all of a sudden I get jittery and become a bumbling idiot.
I agree. That you're a bumbling idiot.
Well, thank you. All right. So here's the first poem.
Okay.
Ah, yes, you did it. Just like they said you could. It's definitely so much better. They all told me that you were good. I always thought it had to be wetter. But you knew better and did what you promised you would. That's an ode to Trace the Presser.
Oh, nice, nice. I like that. Trace, that's good, yeah.
He's a great, presser.
He is. He's a good presser. You know, it's nice of you to, write a poem for him.
I wrote a poem
that's
for
nice.
Him.
That's nice. Very nice.
A love poem to Trace the presser.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Anyway, so that's poem number one out of the way. Now, Chris, do you have one? Or are you going to read the one?
I'm going to read the one now. I haven't read it yet, so I'm just going to open it up here. Okay. So here we go. This is the one that my wife wrote.
I'm really looking forward to
it. Well, we'll see. Okay, here we go. I'm going to read it for the first time here.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Hickory Dickory Dock.
Uh-oh.
The Hulk has a huge green... Okay, you know what? We can't finish this.
No,
we can't finish
that one.
No, we can't finish this.
All right. Do you have one?
I have another one for myself that I did.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So, I was inspired by a comic of sorts for my love letter.
Yeah.
You know? And maybe you can try to figure it out afterwards. Scarlet Witch, your smile not fake. I love the way you bake my cake. I'll never mark it return to sender of those shakes you make with that blender. I love the shakes. When I think of you, I want to eat, especially when you roast my beets. Your ruby lips and sparkly eyes are no match for your awesome fries.
Nice.
And of course, all the things you're making, the best, of course, is your bacon.
Nice.
You like that? Yeah. So, I was trying to channel my inner Fred Flintstone there.
Oh, my good. That was wonderful.
Did you like that? That's good. Thank you.
All right. I have one more. It's a bit of an epic.
That's okay. Okay. Lay it on us.
I have to fight through this
because
I'm not good with words.
Oh, that's all right.
ESL might...
Might click in. Okay, that's okay.
Okay, this is an ode to Wonder Woman's wonderful wardrobe.
An ode to Wonder Woman's wonderful wardrobe. I like it.
I call it
woo-woo-woo-woo. Okay, I like it.
No, that's an extra wood.
Woo-woo-woo-woo. Okay, right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so this is a poem called woo-woo-woo-woo.
Woo-woo-woo-woo.
Okay. Diana... I love the way your costume fits and the way it accentuates your great big shoulders. Big, big like the boulders strewn across Venus. Always making the blood rush to my brain. Again and again, your outfit does the trick for this here hick who's guilty always of thinking with his heart.
Right.
But you're no tart, you're smart and steady like a rock. I just wish you'd give some needed attention to my feelings. You have me reeling, so I have to be up front and tell you that I long for the warmth of your tight embrace. Of your tight embrace.
That's good.
That's good.
Oh, that was the end of it?
Sorry,
that was good.
Hold on.
That was good.
All right. Do you have another one?
No, I do not.
I don't have another one.
No, unfortunately. You know what? So you know, it's a bit of a shorter Valentine's Day poem off this year.
You know what? If it was a what do you call it? An adult show.
Yes.
We could have read your wife's.
I think she was on to something.
Hello? Oh, hold on.
Oh, wait, there's a phone call.
I got a call coming in.
Got a call coming through.
Oh my goodness, Chris, you know who this is?
Who's calling?
Hold on. I'm going to call. Hold on. Hello?
Walter.
Yes, sir.
It's Shecky.
Oh my gosh.
Shecky.
Shecky Feldstein.
Our old producer.
Still our producer.
Oh, well, yeah, well, yeah, I haven't seen the guy in years. So
right, yeah. Shecky, how are you? Did you call him?
I thought you called him.
Oh my goodness. Hey, Shecky, how you doing, pal?
I'm fine. I've been banging on the door for about 20 minutes.
Oh.
Jesus. We
The passcode you gave me, it keeps saying it doesn't work. Some sort of dog just came out. It's a good thing. I have an emergency schnitzel in my back pocket at all times. I threw him off the scent.
That's good. That's
one
good
thing about you, Shecky, always carrying that extra schnitzel.
It's good. You know what? If I hadn't, I don't even know where I'd be. Like, did you guys change the code? Did you give me the right code?
No, we're not even recording there, Shecky. We're recording at Chris's house.
Didn't you know that?
You texted me the address an hour ago, Walter.
Oh, we forgot. Oh, sorry. We must have forgot to text you back, pal.
Hey, but we're doing the love show. So, did you happen to have your Valentine's Day poems ready?
I do, but I'm not feeling the love right now. I gotta be honest.
No, I swear it was a misunderstanding, Shecky. Why would we ever? You know what I'm trying to say, right?
Not include you.
I don't even want to start to answer because it'll take me down a dark path that I don't want to care go down again.
Well, listen, Shecky, we feel terrible about this. We honestly, I'll just blame Chris. He blatantly forgot. But we would love it if you can share with us your, because I don't want to, I mean, I'll be the first to say, I look forward to your poems.
Oh, I do too.
More than anything.
Of all, you know, and I bet that tonight, of all the poems, yours is going to be the most recent.
Well, I mean, let me be honest with you guys. Shecky Feldstein is always the undercover sleuth. I'm going in the back doors in the dark alleys all the time.
Right.
You know?
We heard that about you, Shecky.
I know. That's my reputation on the streets, you see.
It is.
Dark alleys.
Back doors.
Back doors, yeah. And I did happen to stumble across one, which is secret beyond secret, you know.
Oh,
we got to keep this on the down. If it weren't a radio show, I'd say, you know, this, we die with this secret, but... You know,
Good news is, Shecky, listenership is very limited.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I don't get paid, so, I mean, I feel like it resembles our listenership, so don't worry.
Didn't you get that last check I sent you?
No, that was an invoice. I paid. I had no
Oh, right, sorry.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Hey, all right,
well.
Boy.
Well, guys.
Anyway, help us out of this jam here, Shecky.
Mm-hmm. You're going to hear first the super undercover, the sleuthed poem that was not meant to, you know, virgin ears, you know, cover them up.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So what I found for us this year was a poem called Rough Love.
Uh-oh. Rough Love.
Uh-oh. You put your hand on the...
I'm going to put my hand on the stop button yeah, just in case.
I'll let you guys deduce as we go forward because there's no signatories. So, it started with a flaunt, a taunt, that of a candlelight flicker. The first time I saw you, I grew bigger and thicker. This game we play, a strong and menacing dance, I scream when I see you and bulge through my pants. Your flowing locks and charisma, a soul so kind, a will so tough. When I hear that angelic voice, I moan for us to get rough. I admit in the beginning, my feelings for you were quite crass. But now I've come to love your big hammer, and Thor may always count on his Hulk's smash.
Oh, is that it?
It's a snippet. I think that was like written on a cocktail napkin, and it was like under.
That was great.
Oh man, can we use that?
I think we just did.
Yeah,
it's out there in the airwaves currently.
Right.
No take back.
Wonderful, yeah. Chucky. We thank you for that.
That's great.
I mean, that poem was beyond words.
That was great.
Yeah, it was great.
That was good. Thank you very much.
Hey, so when are you going to grace us with your presence, this show? I mean, I don't know if you've been listening to the show, but it obviously needs some direction and production value.
Mm-hmm. And maybe less attack dogs at the front door that are staring me down currently.
Yeah, so, we'll make sure to give you the right address next time.
Yeah, I don't, like, I'm in an abandoned, like, warehouse. I have no idea where I am right now, but I'm all out of schnitzel, and I got one bratwurst left, and it's kind of near and dear to me, and I'd rather it not be fed to the dogs.
I get it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So you boys stay in touch. I literally have to run right now.
Okay? Hey, listen, don't call us, Sheck. We'll call you, all right, pal?
I doubt it.
Bye.
See you guys.
All right, well, you know, always great to hear from the great Chucky Feldstein.
I don't know how that happened. I thought...
I thought you told him the right address.
I thought you told him.
Yeah.
But anyway, all in the name of love, I guess.
Was that love? Was that what we just...
It was a rough love.
Rough love, yeah. It really was. Rough for all of us.
Rough for all of us. Anyway, Chris, those are our poems for this year. I mean, as like every year, they were subpar. And but hey, listen, one thing about us, we're persistent. Like, you know the problem with love these days?
What's that?
Persistence used to be a good thing.
Right.
Not so much anymore.
Now it's called jail. Stalkering.
Stalkering, yeah. So, but we're persistent with our attempts at finding that perfect romantic love poem.
Yeah.
And our failed attempts today. By no
means...
I mean, our beautiful attempts today by no means will stop us in pursuit of that perfect poem.
Absolutely.
And I have a feeling that next year we're going to
get right on that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think we'll wrap that up for
today. Okay, yep, sounds good.
Happy belated Valentine's to everybody. I hope everybody was good to their significant other.
Absolutely.
And if you don't have a significant other, get out there and get one.
That's right. All right, well, listen, have yourself a great day and don't make sure you, get lots of love in your life.
Love in your life.
Love in your life.
See you next week.
Bye.